You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. In the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with both Paul Emilio, chairman of Intu Global Solutions, and David Katz, COO. Intu has developed and perfected a product called the Sandbox, which is essentially a super socket that will replace the common wall socket that has been around for a century or more. Gentlemen, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
And thank you for the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly a pleasure to have you both with us. So for starters, Paul, if you would, how do you develop the technology for your products?
Well, it's interesting. You know, we were watching a documentary that was talking about Nikola Tesla versus Edison. And during that time that Dave and I were watching that documentary, we kept looking at the light switch. And we kept saying to ourselves, the light switch has kind of the same design, the same size as the smartphone. Has anybody ever put smartphone technology or thought about putting smartphone technology into the electrical infrastructure? And we went online and started goofing around. You know, they say, Steve Jobs says, be foolish, be hungry. And we just went plumb nuts when we realized that there was no such thing in the marketplace. And we decided then to start our own research and development via some drawings, because I have a little bit of a design background, and so we decided to do some drawings and come up with some concepts. And sure enough, we went from there to learning more about Innovation New York and integrating with them, and that's how the product got started.
And David, if you will, what are the components in the super socket?
Super socket is actually made up, as Paul mentioned, the concept of the smartphone was the genesis of it. So what we did was we took a very powerful microprocessor inside the small space behind every socket, switch, and light fixture, and we embedded that with an array of sensors. The sensors for the back box, which is in every one of the boxes behind the walls, includes measurements for voltage, the harmonics along the wiring, the circuit branches, moisture behind the walls, and even insidious gases. What was part of our development that was pretty unique to our patents was that there was only so much room within the constraints of that little box behind the wall. So the design for a snap-on, almost Lego approach, was what created the need for a secondary microprocessor that goes into the faceplate for a two-prong socket, a switch, a light fixture that would literally snap on like a Lego. That also included, besides that secondary, very powerful processor, an array of sensors that also measured the physical gases on the outside of the wall, and additionally, occupancy. So it's using infrared to know where people are, and it includes daylight harvesting. And it also takes measurements. It's a thermostat and can have USB 3s. It does much more. We actually have 50 different faceplates that can actually snap on eventually.
And are you helping to make the Internet of Things more of a reality in your neck of the woods?
We had academians actually look at our product because we are part of Innovation New York, which consists of Stony Brook, Syracuse COE, RPI, CUNY System, and NYU Tandon School of Engineering, just to name a few. And they believe that we have created the architecture for the platform to the Internet of Things. I mean, the Internet of Things right now is a bantam word. It's just everybody just uses it. It doesn't mean much. It's kind of like the Twilight Zone. So until somebody identifies what it truly can do, there is no real definition as to what it is and how it works.
It's a, just add to that. This is Dave. The real unique part of our solution is that we're trying to be agnostic with wireless protocols. And the Internet of Things has the constraints that a lot of the various manufacturers have their own proprietary wireless protocol. So one manufacturer's products don't work with another. We've opened that up so that even faceplates could be provided through another secondary group. We want to be part of a larger ecosystem in a building that allows different wireless spectrums to interface with our product so that we can just lower that energy efficiency, that level of improve the security and the safety, and become a much more crucial element in what's called net zero buildings. So the intent here, and we'll explain that more, but we think that by opening up many wireless standards, we've kind of solved a big piece of allowing companies to grow faster to the Internet of Things, which is a very crucial thing for smart buildings, smart cities, smart grids.
Quite interesting stuff. Today we're joined by Mr. Paul Amelio, Chairman of Intu Global Solutions and the Chief Operating Officer of Intu, David Katz, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, if you would, how does the security component of your technology function?
It's underpinned by a Zigbee stack, which is a wireless protocol. And within that Zigbee stack, it's extremely secure on the back end for all of the N2 operating system. We open it up to other wireless protocols, and we're building out a cybersecurity platform which will actually envelop all of the various wireless protocols. The units communicate locally, so they're using a sub-second kind of interface to allow for any type of anomaly knowledge and learns and adjusts and takes on that information. What it's doing, though, is it's keeping within a local confine of a building. It does go to the cloud, where we're also keeping it under a very secure basis.
And Paul, what does technology in this area have in store for us in the next 10 years or so from your best perspective?
That's a great question. Realistically, there's so much going on out there in technology world. When you start to really investigate what's going on with Startup New York and all the various different innovation nodes, there's so much great stuff. For example, when we first started our program, we were looking at two cinder blocks, one inside the wall and one outside the wall. As technology evolved, we were able to actually reduce our component to a size as it's amicable, so we can integrate it into existing building infrastructures and actually seamlessly retrofit into the existing electrical boxes. 2 years ago, we couldn't do that. So there's the way we look at this whole business opportunity is that there's a lot of great products out there we integrate with. We look at this as we look at sustainability kind of like you do with a league, if you will. You have all these teams that compete against each other, yet together they create this league. And we want to have that same infrastructure, because our competition really is the environmental issues and the financial issues that we're having out there. So our goal is to create jobs and build opportunities by integrating with other companies that create great solutions.
Eric, can I add to that just a little? It's Dave. Yeah, the goal here is to address really improving compliance and sustainability within buildings. And you know, right now with climate change issues, environmentals within buildings, the U.S. Green Building Council has created a list of WELL building standards that our product actually addresses at the same end, whether it's the air quality or moisture in a building or the physical fitness of the people in the building. The physical ratcheting of buildings from what's called LEED, which is a certification for buildings, has to be dropped or increased to a higher standard. And there's something called net zero buildings, of which as the next decade proceeds, I believe that there's going to be, we believe, there's going to be a huge kind of hockey stick of amounts of buildings, new buildings that are going to be built to a higher level of standards that include many different levels, whether it's solar, geothermal. But with all of these components, one of the big missing pieces is the plug load reduction. And that's where N2 fits really well and adds a huge piece. We do much more, of course, but that's a missing link to this. And with that, there's also the bigger pieces, the smart grid, which is going to take many years to actually come about. We're the end of that smart grid. Physically, we feel we're what's called, we believe, the super grid internal to a building, so that every component in this machine-to-machine and Internet of Things starts to really give you very specific information that you can then address in many different ways.
Certainly really interesting conversation. Love to have you both come back to keep us updated accordingly in all regards. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about N2 Global Solutions.
It's n2-gs.com. That's N as in Nancy, number 2, dash, G as in George, S as in Sam.com.
Well, we certainly appreciate you both joining us here today. Once again, certainly our pleasure. Continued success, and look forward to having you back with an update right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
And you're both very welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Paul Emilio, Chairman of N2 Global Solutions, and Mr. David Katz, the Chief Operating Officer at N2 Global Solutions. They are uniting your universe. And for more information, simply visit n2-gs.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.